Caitlin. I am an alcoholic.
Amen.
Woo! I have a sobriety date. It is 1/2/18, so I just celebrated 7 years of sobriety. Thank you. Thank you, Garrett, for asking me to come out and participate in my own sobriety here. And I do get a little nervous when I speak, and I think it's for a few different reasons. One, I still hear that little voice, you're not good enough, what do you have to offer, you know, all those kinds of things that come up. But also, this program has completely transformed the human being that I am, and has turned me into a woman with dignity and grace, and that is a tall order to do, right? So how do I put all of that into 10 minutes? I don't want to stay too long in what I was like, but I started drinking when I was about 8 years old, got into a lot of other drugs along the way, when I got sober this time, because I first started going to AA when I was about 16, right? My mom knew something was wrong with me. She didn't know exactly what, but she said, either you're going to rehab or you're going to AA with your uncle. And I didn't think I needed rehab quite yet, because even though I had already started doing heroin at that time, I wasn't using needles. So I didn't think that I needed rehab. So I went to AA, and I got about 90 days or so, and I was miserable, and I didn't get a sponsor, and I had no interest in doing the steps. I was just kind of like, you know, existing there. I started drinking and everything shortly after that, and didn't go right back to the heroin or anything, but, you know, I was partying, but it was nothing like a normal human being. And, I did my first geographic. I'm from Philly originally. I moved to San Diego. I think my family thought I was going to kind of straighten up at the time, but I was really just leaving. I needed to get away from the relationship that I was in at the time. And, I found myself through my addiction in many abusive relationships, right? And I like to share about that. And also share that I'm not a victim, right? It was abusive on both ends, right? When I am not sober, and even when I am sober and I'm not living by our principles, I have a hard time keeping my hands to myself. It's something I work very hard on. So, I did that geographic. I went to San Diego. Things got even worse while I was out there. And then I went to my first rehab. I was in San Diego from like 2008 to 2013. And then I went to my first rehab after that back in Philly. And there was a whole lot of rehabs and in and out from like 27 until 31 when I came out here and I went to rehab from Philly. I didn't feel like I was willing to do all of the things in the beginning, right? Again, I was just kind of willing to go to the meetings. I was willing to kind of like go around with all you sober people, but I still wasn't really sure about that sponsor thing yet. And then I got into a relationship in my first few months, and I got in some pain. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll go get the sponsor, you know, because luckily I have been... And still am absolutely terrified to go back to being that person that I was, or that thing. I was like street urchin creature that was just, you know. And I don't ever want to be that again. And so that's kind of my story throughout these past 7 years, right? Like I don't always take the direction immediately, right? Sometimes I got to bump my head a few times and do it my own way. But ultimately, when the pain gets great enough... I do dig into the work, you know, I dig into the work, and luckily those time periods that I have to stay in that uncomfortability and that, and those hard times is getting shorter and shorter. So I think I'm getting better. So I got that sponsor, and I stayed with that sponsor for my first 2 years. And then I found myself, in some more pain again, and it was over another relationship. You know, I also have multiple different issues going on over here, but You know, so, and I kept going to my sponsor at the time, and, you know, and she was giving me some direction, and luckily I heard around here that we don't have to relapse to start over, you know, and so I reached out to another woman who was in my home group at the time, and I had heard her talk about the Big Book all the time and how she read line by line, page by page with her sponsees, and, you know, and I just thought, I said, you know what, I need a new experience, you know, and so I did that, and I've been with that woman since my 2 years, and, you know, and that's exactly what we did. We sat down, and we read line by line, page by page, and we prayed when it told us to pray, and we wrote when it told us to write, and, you know, and my life is absolutely amazing due to this program, right? Like, everything is not perfect all of the time, but I've gotten so much, like, out of my relationships, right? I would say that that is, like, one of the top things that I see through all of the work that I have done over these past 7 years, you know, and all the writing and all the notebooks. And I've also, therapy, you know, is also something that has helped me a lot. It was something that somebody suggested to me when I had about 2 years. And, you know, and if I didn't have the 12 steps, and didn't have those principles of remaining open-minded and willing, right? Like, I've tried all kinds of different things over these past 7 years. And if something feels good and fills my spirit and makes me feel better, I continue doing it. If it's not something that, you know, I feel like helps me out, I'm like, okay, I don't have to do that again. You know, but my relationships today, right? From, I remember when I was getting loaded and my dad, who is probably one of the most kind, good, just genuinely good human beings that I have ever met in my entire life. You know, and when I was getting loaded one day, he said, Caitlin, he said, you know, it would be easier if you were dead. And he didn't mean that in, like, a harmful way or a mean way or a malicious way, but it would have been easier for him to know that there was a reason why he couldn't talk to his daughter, or there was a reason why he couldn't hug his daughter or call her on the phone or go and see her or go out to dinner with her, because I was dead, right? And not just because I was out there using and he had no idea what was going on with me. And my relationship with that man today is absolutely beautiful, you know? He calls me for advice sometimes with, like, his employees, you know, that are maybe getting loaded or what should I do? And it's just, it's absolutely amazing, you know? And, I'm proud of the woman that I am today, which was never a thing for me, right? Like, I couldn't really look people in the eye. I couldn't, hold my head up high. And again, not because people were being mean to me or were putting me down or saying, you know, what a horrible person was. It was just because how I felt inside. And, you know, and I have this peace of mind today that I've never had before, you know. And I know when I'm feeling off or when there's some writing that I have to do or when I need to get to a meeting or when I need to get current, because I can feel it, you know. And I know the difference today. My mind is much more quiet than it ever has been. And, you know, I have a beautiful relationship with a man today, right? Let's go back to the earlier problems that I was mentioning, which I didn't think was ever possible, right? And not only did I think was it not possible, but I didn't think that it was even something that I wanted, right? Like, if it wasn't, like, some dramatic, like, craziness that was going on in my life, I didn't think that it was love, right? And through this process and through learning how to love myself from doing the steps, you know, and the steps, that's something that the steps really help me keep in check, right? Like, if I say that I value being honest and loyal and respect and being dependable and all those things, and when I do, if I'm lying or if I'm not showing up or, you know, cheating or doing any of those kinds of things, I'm going to love myself less and less. And then the closer I am back to a drink, right? And the steps really help me keep that in check. And when I do fall short in places, I have a solution, what I'm supposed to do. You know, I have an outline of a program of what I'm supposed to do and to get into action. And, And I'm so grateful for this program. And and I have it, like I was saying, I have this beautiful relationship with this beautiful man who's also in the program. You know, and we get to use these tools that we have learned. And it's just, it's amazing. And that is my time. And thank you so much. Yeah.